Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Happy Monday, guys.
I love Mondays.
Monday, December the 10th. Guys, we're starting to get a little close to Christmas time.
How many more days left until Christmas, Matthew? You've known that for 180, haven't you, or more?
Well, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
So 15 days.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Guys, I hope you enjoy your gifts.
I hope y'all enjoy your gifts because I heard y'all are taking me to Disney World for free.
Did you tell him? Whoever told you
that's
that?
My gift to y'all. I'm going to let y'all take me.
That's nice. Free. That is nice.
You know, I do what I can.
We've built up enough DVC renter points we can stay for weeks.
That never gets
and
old.
I do feel bad for y'all because I'm in Disney World.
Derek's there right now as we speak.
Oh, that's right. How's he sitting here then?
Strange. Time travel.
That's what Rachel's hearing right now.
Rachel.
There's a wormhole. Wormhole.
A wormhole.
A wormhole. All that snoring threw me off. This is Milestone Episode 93, and today we are going to be talking about your first 2 hours in Animal Kingdom. We have talked about this in Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. Today we finished this series, much like we finished our Quick Service Battle Royale series last Monday. Today we're finishing up this series on how we think you should spend your time wisely in the first 2 hours you're in the park. Guys, any words of chatter before we get going here?
I don't think so. It's been good to wrap this up, and hopefully we've helped some people with the 2 hours in each park. We do add on to that a little bit in each episode, but hopefully it gets you started right, because I think if you can knock out a bunch of stuff right as you start out in the first couple hours, you will have a great time at whatever park you're at.
Absolutely. And our demographics today are: Craig has teenagers, Derek has young children, and I have no children. And that's going to be kind of hopefully to help you in your family situation figure out how you would spend those early hours in the theme park when you can get the most done and the lines are the shortest. Who wants to get us going?
I can.
All right. Derek, with the young children, how are you going to start your day at Animal Kingdom?
First off, we are arriving early because I'm not sure that everyone's children is like my child, but he is an early riser. No matter when he goes to bed, he's going to be up by 6 or 6:30 every morning. So we are going to rope drop Navi River and hopefully have a fast pass for that later so we can get two rides in it. Our child really enjoys that ride.
Yeah.
The animatronic on there is really good. So, and I like how the ride really doesn't tell much of a story, but you can hear that the music of the animatronic a few turns away, and it kind of builds up to the animatronic, so it's neat for the kids to hear, I think. So
you're skipping Flight of Passage altogether?
I am.
Okay.
And honestly, we usually do try and go and get a rider swap for it. But for this, I'm just going to skip it just to keep out of the mass of humanity that does go over there. And we'll be one of the first ones in line for Navi River. And then we're going to go to, probably much like we answered the question in our listener show a few weeks ago, we're going to go to Kilimanjaro Safaris with the little one and experience the animals at their peak activity for the day until sunset. So again, maybe have another fast pass for that later. That's one of those rides that just takes so long. It could take 20 minutes. It could take 40 minutes. You never know how it's going to be with the animals that get in the way.
Right.
So those are our first two. I'm hoping we could be done with those two in the first 35 minutes is yeah. what I'm hoping for. And then we're going to go and hit Dinoland.
Nice.
Do Triceratops Spin and the Boneyard. Is it the Boneyard or the Dig Site?
The Boneyard.
I always get those two mixed up.
You can do some digging.
Can you?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I've not seen that. We're going to hit that up, let him expend some energy. Even though it's early in the morning, the shows don't start for a little bit. So we're going to let him run around, use some energy up, get tired. And then we're going to go over and I believe Lion King starts about 10. They show every hour, don't they? 10, 11, 12, starting at 10, I think.
Yes.
Something like that is typically how they do it. So I don't know what we're going to do until 11. We're going to try probably hit the 11 o'clock.
Lion King?
Yeah, the 11 o'clock Lion King. And that'll get us our first 2 hours. But I'm just not sure what to do after we hit the Boneyard. Because there's not really a whole lot for kids.
There's not a lot. Yeah, I mean, especially if they're under that 38, 40-inch height requirement. There's not a lot of rides they can ride.
I mean, we have to do more rider. Animal Kingdom's definitely the place where we have to do rider swap.
But it's also a good park to meet a lot of characters.
It is. Yeah, well, that's right. We'll meet Mickey and Minnie because we'll meet them together just about every time. I forgot about them.
So you're using your Fast Pass maybe to meet them to ride Navi River Journey and for what else?
And safaris. Probably safaris again. Mm-hmm. And two of those, Navi River and safaris, will be twice that day.
Yeah.
We probably won't stay all day, but we'll probably come back for sunset. Hopefully, I would probably try and get my Fast Pass for sunset, actually, for safari, the second safari ride. Mm-hmm. Just because they're active at that time of day, too. And so that would be kind of, even with little kids, that's kind of a wasted Fast Pass for the day. But I don't think it's at that park. It's harder with smaller kids.
It is. Anything else you want to add to that? Or maybe do you want to wait till we circle back toward our afternoon?
Again, it's just one of those. It's the park where you can really do a lot of rider swaps. Everest and Dinosaur and Primeval World if you want to. Is there another one? Flight of Passage, of course. Mm-hmm. So if we did happen to rope drop Flight of Passage, we could do a rider swap there pretty easily. But again, that's another one that can take almost as much time as a safari ride.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kid's not in a good mood and one parent has to deal with multiple children, I don't know that that's a good choice for anybody in that situation.
True. Well, I'll go next, which I'm kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum with no kids. We're going to start our day, and this is kind of how I have our day planned out. You mentioned you're there right now, Derek. I'll be there a month from now. We'll actually be spending Saturday, January 12th in Animal Kingdom, and it's adults only trip. So I'm just going to kind of go with what we have planned for that day. We're going to rope drop Navi River Journey. We were able to get a Flight of Passage Fast Pass.
Is Clint going to have the cattle prod?
He may have to.
Okay.
He may have to with us. But, you know, some people will try to do Flight of Passage twice. I'm thinking about me and Sissy. You know, she kind of gets motion sickness, so once is enough for her on that. And, again, the rope drop experience, Navi River Journey or Flight of Passage, night and day. So we're going to rope drop Navi River Journey. We're probably then going to head over to the safaris and enjoy an early morning safari ride. And then by the time we get off that, if it's at a regular 9 a.m. park open, to go back a little earlier, if it opens at 9, we're going to try to get there by 8 if we're going to ride Navi River Journey because it usually opens earlier. But hopefully we'll be off of the safaris around 9:30, 9:40, and we'll head on over probably maybe grab a bite to eat, a snack, and just take it easy. Head over to Expedition Everest, use our Fast Pass there. Go over to Dino Land, maybe ride Primeval World, and use a Fast Pass at Dinosaur, maybe meet a character. and then we'll use our third fast pass later in the day at Flight of Passage whenever that came available. But just kind of mixing in some animal exploration trails, and man, that sounds really laid back for me, doesn't it?
That does.
It's not minute by minute
And I didn't even mention the exploration trails, but we're not going to do that in the first 2 hours anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think without, you know, there's a couple of ways you can look at it without kids. You can look at it from the sense that, oh man, we can go bam, 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 bam and get a lot more done. Or you can view it as, you know, we don't have to have as much structure. Because with the little ones, a lot of times you do need some of that structure to kind of let them know what's happening. But, you know, without the kids, we're just going to take it easy and enjoy the rides that we're doing. We're going to stop and snack. And I think, with a smaller party, too, it's easier to get fast passes to ride stuff again and again. So
now, are y'all character meters without kids?
Not really. We may try to meet one or two if we're in the area and there's a short wait.
I think you're more so than we are.
Kind of like it was when I went over and got us a spot to meet Alice in Wonderland, guys, yeah, when I sat on the curb years ago. But, you know, if we're in the area and there's a short wait, yeah, we'll meet one. But if not, we'll keep on moving.
So that's, you don't have to go to the dig site?
No.
Or the Boneyard.
No need to go to the Boneyard. They don't think they'll let us in.
That'll let you in.
Navi River Journey, Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Just don't take anybody's kids.
Yes, true. Maybe Cali River Rapids, depending on how cold it is.
Sorry.
So we're going Pandora, Africa, Asia, Dino Land, kind of making the clockwise tour. That's laid back, man. I'm laid back. No cards for me.
Wow.
What about you, Craig, with the teenagers? What are you going to do?
I'm probably get there for rope drop with the teenagers, and we're going to rush over and stand in line for up and just wait for it to
that's
open.
That's perfect.
I can't think of
it. Because it won't start till like 10:30.
Yeah, so we're going to be there just waiting, anticipating, building up the excitement for up Birds of Prey.
Craig, I think whenever you take your family again, hey, that's what you need to do with Colby.
If it's Birds of Prey, that'd be awesome. That's what they need.
They just bring out birds in cages.
I could tell as soon as Craig started talking that his answer was not going to be serious at all.
Okay.
I could tell.
All right. I am going to get that rope drop. I'm hoping that somehow miraculously I got Avatar Flight of Passage fast passes.
Yes.
Because if so, then I'm going to do like we did, and I'm going to head over at rope drop, and I'm still going to go over there and go to Navi River, go ahead and ride it.
So you're not going to try to ride Flight of Passage twice?
No. No, I'm going to do like we did. I think that's the best way to do it because you maximize time in other places. Yeah. So after Navi, I'm going to head over to Expedition Everest like we intended to do, but it didn't work out because it was closed or had not opened yet. But we would go there, ride that, and then I'd probably work my way. I'm kind of in between Kilimanjaro Safaris and Dinosaur, but I think the best thing to do is go ahead and do Kilimanjaro Safaris because of the wait later on.
Yeah.
And then head over to Dinosaur. And then I'd go ahead while my dinosaur come back and hit Primeval World, Triceratops Top Spin, and that time probably I'm back in my first fast pass, and hopefully that will be Avatar Flight of Passage. If for some reason I do not get Avatar as a fast pass, that's where I'll start the day at rope drop, and I'll go straight to Avatar again with teenagers. I'm gonna go straight to Avatar Flight of Passage, ride it. After that, I will probably head straight over to Expedition Everest, same thing. I don't know. I may try to squeeze in, depending on weight, try to get into Navi River before Expedition Everest, then go over Expedition Everest, then go to Kilimanjaro Safaris. But surely one of those, either Expedition Everest or Kilimanjaro Safaris, I've got a fast pass for one of those since I couldn't get a Flight of Passage. So
he's zipping all over the place, Derek. I can't keep up with him.
He's back and forth.
He's a madman. He's worse than me.
I'm pretty sure he's... Learn these from Matthew.
Usually, y'all know me, I'm kind of like what you said, Matthew. I work my way around, but with the teenagers, trying to maximize time. And again, like I always say, I try to hit all the big rides to start the day, and then by that afternoon, I can kind of slow down a little bit and really enjoy it. Yes, yes, and not have to feel like I've got to.
And the barbecue joint.
Yes, Plane Tree for sure.
So you're not. So just to clarify, you're not going straight to up and waiting for the first showing.
I'm afraid that if I can get a fast pass for it, don't even try to get into it because there's no use.
That poor
show. It is
show.
Such a headliner now. I'm surprised they won't even make a whole park dedicated to Up the musical.
They may.
Be careful what you wish for, Craig.
I love the movie Up, but that Birds of Prey just did it wrong.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called anymore. I just keep calling it Birds of Prey.
Up, A Great Bird Adventure.
Yeah, okay.
Not Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
There's listeners out there that genuinely think that's what it's called.
As I said on a previous show, it's called Up Chuck is what it's called. Because that's what you want to do when you watch it.
Every time.
Well, what are we doing in the afternoon at Animal Kingdom? I think we've all kind of alluded to it is after those first 2 hours, Animal Kingdom is a park that you can just kind of, you can see some shows, you can go down the walking trails, you can... take the train out to Rafiki's Planet Watch if it's whenever it does reopen. Anything else you guys are focused on doing there?
I think after lunch, I'm going to... After Boone likes to get a full belly and take a nap.
Attaboy.
So...
Who doesn't?
We want to maybe not keep his schedule exact, but keep it close. And after lunch, we're going to probably take a walk through both of the trails to try and get him to take a nap. So those two are high, and now actually, since he's become more a watcher of TV, mm-hmm. I think he can actually sit through the shows.
Yeah.
So we might try at least one of the shows. I know we said, or I said earlier, that we'd really try and get the Lion King show in, because I think that's got a lot of stuff that he would like in it. But at the same time, the Nemo show has the colors that would really draw a child's attention. So I don't know if we'd try both of them or not, but at least one of them.
With the teenagers, I'm probably looking at Festival Lion King for sure. Finding Nemo maybe depends on if we've seen it before or not. If we haven't seen it, I definitely would do that. I like the show. I think it's kind of neat the way it's put on.
I'm surprised they don't sell cushions outside of
Finding Nemo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can't forget.
That's my biggest beef with Nemo.
They could make a lot of money.
They could.
Yeah.
Is that they don't.
Or just install cushions.
Is the seats are just so uncomfortable.
But, you know, other than that, because I've already ridden everything I want to ride, as long as I get everything in that morning with the Kilimanjaro Safaris and Expedition Everest and Dinosaur and everything over in Primeval World, those type of things.
None of you have mentioned the Navi Drum Circle.
I've seen it. It's almost as bad as Up.
Surely not.
You can put that with the Jammeters.
Greg's always hating on the same, Jammeters.
They're still they're hitting on stuff. I mean, you know.
And way they do it, you really don't know that it's music. I can't tell that it's music. I mean,
it's like... You know, kind of like the drums over there in the other part where the kids is going there and bang on them.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah, these poor guys. Pretty much it is. They're extremely talented, and we're sitting here just bashing them.
Sorry,
they're not extremely talented. Or they'd be in a band somewhere, right? Okay, so after all that, I'm looking at probably going to a different park. Because I've
not done, sticking around for Rivers of Light.
I don't think so. But for everything I've done with the teenagers, I think we've done all. I mean, because you're still waiting till what time does the show start?
8, 9.
I've got about a 5 or 6 hour gap there where I don't have anything to do. So, you know, nothing saying we can't come back. We maybe go to Disney Springs or go.
I think there are certain experiences.
Good one, Craig.
Like.
As if you could ever get down there and then back to a park in one day.
I think you could enjoy Expedition Everest at night. I think that'd be neat. I don't know that I would do safaris at night. I've done that and that's not real fun. So
if I could somehow get on
Pandora at night.
Flight of Passage again. You know, there's some of those things, but I think once you've ridden those things, and like you said, the one exception would be Expedition Everest. Other than that, I just feel like you're wasting time just sitting trying to wait for night to get there.
Craig, I'm curious, how would you go about getting on Flight of Passage again with a short wait? I'm interested in hearing your scheme.
I would fake an illness. And
that's dark.
Is that how you get on a ride? I thought that's how you get off a ride.
No, I would act like the doctor is up at the very front.
Oh, excuse me. That'll work. I'm sick and I'm looking for my doctor.
Yes. Yes.
My doctor's here. Sorry, he's in network.
I don't understand what you're laughing at.
My doctor is about to get on the ride, and I need to get to him because my appendix is hurting. And I think it works.
Greg did not disappoint with that idea.
Or reverse. Oh. I would act like I was a doctor, and my patient was up front, and I need to get to him. So either of those places.
I've never seen a paramedic
in Disney. My doctor is, he's in the front of the line, and I need him to see me now.
I mean, it's so outrageous it would work.
I want you to try that.
Have you ever seen those people that come through the line? Or they're like, excuse me. I think they're just testing to see how far they can get.
Or I would say that I'm Sigourney Weaver's cousin, and I'm testing this for her.
I would let you in front of me for that. If you said you were the cousin of the guy in the video, I'd probably kick you.
Fly.
I'd probably be banned for life if you said, "Hey, I'm that guy's cousin."
Oh goodness, I can't wait for Craig to come up and say, "Excuse me, my doctor's up there. I got to talk to him."
You gotta hold your side. You can't say like
that. Yeah, you gotta hold your side.
I got this common cold, and he needs my
folks. Those are listening. If you see me doing that, you'll know.
Hey, if somebody says they're looking for their doctor, do not fall for it.
Don't fall for it, people. And if somebody says, excuse me, you shut that down.
Shut it down. Excuse me, my party's up there.
With no kids, I am going to try to spend most... if I don't have park hopper tickets, I'm going to try to spend the whole day at Animal Kingdom taking in shows and trails and rewriting stuff over and over. And just taking in the sights and the sound, doing some dining, eating at maybe Yak and Yeti or Tusker House or Tiffin's Nomad Lounge. Places like that, and then enjoying Rivers of Light to cap off the night. Going checking out Pandora at night. I think there's plenty of things to do to fill a whole day if you don't have park hopper tickets.
But, and that is, you make a good point. It is nice to see Pandora at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they call it?
The bioluminescence.
Yes. To be able to see all that, that is a quality thing. Plus, to see the Tree of Life at night.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget the Tree of Life Awakenings. That's gorgeous.
That's a good show, too. And so there's lots of stuff you can do. Now, my thing was just making it tonight. I had a big gap there, so you know, filling that gap, which depends on what I get done in the morning.
And because there are not 36 hours in a day, I'm not going to try to go to Disney Springs and get back to anywhere
else.
That's true.
That's true. But if you act like you're a doctor, you might could.
Or act like you need to see your doctor.
Or get a minivan.
And be broke. Gentlemen, it has been fun planning out the first 2 hours of our day in Animal Kingdom and a little beyond. But now it's time for even more fun as we tackle a segment we like to call
Grib.
Grinning.
Greatness.
He's got it back.
I want him to just rip one off.
One of these days.
Right, you want to try it again?
No.
Okay.
I believe it is my turn here for the Grim Grinning Greatness question. My question is this today, gentlemen. We talked about nighttime at Animal Kingdom. What's your favorite thing to do at night at Disney's Animal Kingdom? And I will go first. I love the Tree of Life Awakenings. I think, one, they're easy to see. There's 4 different ones. They're not too long. It's not a huge time commitment. You can get a great view relatively easy, unlike Rivers of Light, which you've got to take a lot of time and effort to see. And I think it's just amazing how they use that technology. Next time, I'd really like to see it from the backside of the tree. I know Josh over at EasyWDW.com has reported on that, how easy that is, and how it's a completely different experience. So I'm hoping to do that in the near future. So I love the Tree of Life Awakenings. What do you gentlemen enjoy doing the most at night at Animal Kingdom?
There's really just one spot where I like to do this. I like to take pictures over in Asia, outside of Expedition Everest. You know, they have the lights that go across the walkway.
Yes.
I like to take pictures right in there, and that's something I like to do. Kind of LeMay, but...
It's not LeMay.
You can only do that at nighttime.
So you like...
And get that lighting effect.
Taking some pictures.
Yes.
How about you, Craig, our final answer of the night?
I like either one of two things. I either like to go over to Pandora and just walk around and notice all the lights and notice all the different things going on. Or I like, as Derek mentioned earlier, I like to go over to Expedition Everest and ride it at night.
because it is a great experience. You can see so much, all the lights of not just Animal Kingdom, but the lights of Disney. And that's pretty fun and a good sight. Plus, it's a different experience at night as well. So those are probably my two favorite things. Pandora is great at night. If you've never had a chance to go over there, it's kind of like Toy Story Land over at Hollywood Studios. It's just a different experience at night just because of the way it lights up and the different...
And the sound effects.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't think about that. The sound effects for Pandora is really good.
Guys, great answers. You know, nobody said Rivers of Light, which says something.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I still like it better than Illuminations.
Just takes... It's too difficult to see. All those nighttime shows are. But hey, nothing good in life comes without a candle.
I think we've...
Oh, my goodness.
It makes Craig so angry.
I think we've come to the conclusion, though.
Makes Craig so angry.
That seating takes away from a lot of things in Animal Kingdom.
It does.
That's true. Rivers of Light, seating is terrible.
Nemo.
Nemo, seating is terrible. I think if they could add some seating, you could really boost some attendance there at different shows and events, but I digress.
Perhaps. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have enjoyed having you on the show today. We thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your support of the show. Continue to share with your friends, neighbors, and loved ones, and let us know how would you spend your early morning hours at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Or share with us some show ideas you may have of things you'd like to hear us. We've got some plans coming up of a listener had told us about that he would like to see. So we're going to tell you more about that
here
in coming episodes.
Maybe something you'd like to hear.
We have a listener that told us of some shows that he would like to hear us do. And we look forward to doing that. Excited about bringing that to you. So be listening for that. If you have show ideas, please share with us. And we'll be glad to try to develop those and turn those into a great podcast.
We're always looking for a show idea.
Please follow, download, tell your friends.
And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
What do they say?
Quaharini.
Quaharini.
Go well.
And you buy some of those blood pellets and you put in your mouth and bat them.
Now he's
going dark.
See?
Good grief.
Well. So I like to go over and stand outside up and holler for Doug. Over and over and over.
Well, nobody, I'm kind of surprised nobody mentioned Expedition Everest, riding Everest at night. But and nobody mentioned Rivers of Light.
Do you listen?
He doesn't, because I just went in depth about Expedition Everest.